Questions 41 to 45. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the fourth talk.
Listen to a talk.
Thank you all for coming to tonight's lecture giving under the umbrella topic of life on Mars, will it be human? 20 years ago, the idea of going to the moon was old hat, and the idea of going to Mars was considered science fiction. Go 100 years back from there, though, and you could say the same for America and the moon. What I mean is that the world always changes. And today we have the very real possibility of a manned trip to Mars within the lifetimes of people alive today. In my opinion, it will not be us, but our young children. But it's still a fundamental change in our relationship with our own planet, with the solar system, and ultimately with the universe. What is even more exciting is the ongoing discoveries of unmanned missions to the red planet. They indicate that living on Mars is perfectly possible given the right technology. Mars has the raw materials, in other words, and it is simply a matter of having the means to turn that into something useful. Water, once thought to exist just at the poles, is being found all over the place, from deep in the soil to in deep craters and crevices. Clay was recently unearthed. Water makes life possible, makes agriculture possible, and of course can be split to create hydrogen and oxygen, otherwise known as rocket fuel. Mars may not be the best place in the solar system to live, since there are many moons that seem better suited. And then there's Earth, of course. But it is the best place to start. And apart from the distance, it holds massive advantages over, and is infinitely more desirable than, the idea of a moon base.
Now you will hear the fourth talk again.
Listen to a talk.
Thank you all for coming to tonight's lecture giving under the umbrella topic of life on Mars, will it be human? 20 years ago, the idea of going to the moon was old hat, and the idea of going to Mars was considered science fiction. Go 100 years back from there, though, and you could say the same for America and the moon. What I mean is that the world always changes, and today we have the very real possibility of a manned trip to Mars within the lifetimes of people alive today. In my opinion, it will not be us, but our young children. But it's still a fundamental change in our relationship with our own planet, with the solar system, and ultimately with the universe. What is even more exciting is the ongoing discoveries of unmanned missions to the red planet. They indicate that living on Mars is perfectly possible given the right technology. Mars has the raw materials, in other words, and it is simply a matter of having the means to turn that into something useful. Water, once thought to exist just at the poles, is being found all over the place, from deep in the soil to in deep craters and crevices. Clay was recently unearthed. Water makes life possible, makes agriculture possible, and of course can be split to create hydrogen and oxygen, otherwise known as rocket fuel. Mars may not be the best place in the solar system to live, since there are many moons that seem better suited. And then there's Earth, of course. But it is the best place to start. And apart from the distance, it holds massive advantages over, and is infinitely more desirable than, the idea of a moon base.
Question 41.
What does the speaker believe?
Question 42.
What would people need to bring to Mars?
Question 43.
Where can water be found on Mars?
Question 44.
What can be transformed into rocket fuel?
Question 45.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
infinitely more desirable? End of test.